Lodge Cove was sinking. We thought it was the ocean rising because of climate change. Then we discovered that Mark Wills had pumped helium into the caverns beneath Crippen Cove. As Crippen Cove rose, Digby Island tilted and Dodge Cove sank. When our nuclear reactor in Dodge Cove flooded, we declared war. We forged fuel rods into swords. We attacked Crippen Cove on a moonless night, thinking the darkness would work in our favor.
By the left, snow.
We marched boldly into the center of the village. This was a mistake. Our weapons glowed in the dark. The Crippenites saw us and unleashed a barrage of rotten food and night soil. Some of our warriors lost heart and fled into the woods. The deer and the squirrels and other fierce forest predators punished them for their cowardice. Diminished in number, highly visible, and out in the open, we should have lost the battle. Fortunately, Jan, one of our warriors, lit a cigarette and threw the still-burning match into a gas-filled cavern. We were blown clear out of the village. An insurmountable wall of mud now surrounds the deep crater that was once Crippen Cove. The Crippenites are trapped. We rejoice when it rains. Soon, we'll find out how long Crippenites can tread water.